أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وممن حولكم من الأعراب منافقون ومن أهل المدينة مرضوا على النفاق لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 101 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke about the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, who were given that certification of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously thereafter Allah ta'ala made the promise of Jannah. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqoon once again around Madinah Munawwarah and in Madinah Munawwarah. Allah ta'ala says, وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. And around you, that is, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-A'rab, of the nomads, of the Bedouins, in other words, in the surrounding villages of Medina Munawwara, are the munafiqun, wa min ahli al-Medina, and from the people of Medina, also they are munafiqun. With regards to the nifaq, maradu ala nifaq, they are obstinate, they are persistent insofar as the hypocrisy is concerned. They are not going to move away from this hypocrisy. That hypocrisy has saturated into their hearts. It is so deep rooted that they will remain persistent on this nifaq to the extent لا تعلمهم, you do not know them, that they are so cunning in their nifaq, that insofar as their deeds, their actions, the way they present themselves to you, the way they interact with the believers, it will never ever be detected. And this is something about nifaq and hypocrisy, something that is very difficult to detect, because a munafiq, that nifaq, that kufr, that disbelief is in the heart. But then he will cover it to such an extent that when he speaks, you will not know he's a munafiq. The possibility and the probability is that he will take Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name more than even a true believer. And in that way, by their words, by their actions, by their deeds, by their character, it is never detectable. But Allah ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. However, we know them. We know who they are. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the conditions of hearts. Allah knows what is deep rooted in the heart of a person. Allah knows which heart has iman, who is sincere in the iman, which heart has nifaq, hypocrisy, which heart has kufr. All of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, soon we will punish them twice. Now one interpretation of this word twice is we will punish them many folds. In this world, at the time of their death, in the qabr and in the akhirat. With regards to the akhirat, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the munafiqeen will be in the lowest pit of the fire of Jahannam. In other words, theirs will be the worst punishment. Coming back to this dunya, what is the punishment in this world? There are narrations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on one occasion divulged the name of about 36 munafiqeen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the Jummah khutbah, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the name of each and every one of these 36 people, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ukhruj fa innaka munafiq. He took the name and he said to that individual, leave, for certainly you are a munafiq. In other words, leave the masjid, for certainly you are a munafiq. And in that way, that was one punishment, that now they were divulged. that no matter how much they tried to conceal, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the statement, it was uncontestable. None of them could come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say otherwise, that we are not munafiqeen. They knew the condition of their heart, and they knew that this would be from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then at the time of the death of a munafiq, that death will be a very difficult death, and then the adab of the qabr, so many folds will be their punishment. And the reason for that manifold punishment is that on various occasions they had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam creating mischief. We had seen throughout the surah how they created mischief at the time of the expedition of Tabuk, and hence because of the multiple mischief making that they had created, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's punishment also will be multiple. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they shall be returned to the great punishment, the great chastisement, and that is the chastisement of the hereafter, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with them. Now there are some important aspects that all of us must understand, and that is that we all check our own iman all the time. How sincere we are, what is the level of our iman insofar as the quality of our iman is concerned, whether there is any form of nifaq, hypocrisy, two-facedness, and all of that needs to be checked and introspected by each and every one of us. And reference is made to the hadith of Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he himself looked into his heart and he felt that he was in a state of nifaq and hypocrisy. So that leaves for us a very, very great precedent that we all the time introspect and look at our own iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.